Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. Hope you guys are having a great day. This video, I'm going to show you all about how to sell baking and food supplies, not actual food products, but the baking supplies that go along with it, the packaging and everything else that goes along with producing a food product. This is a different type of food business, so you're not going to be selling anything with an expiration date because this is going to be equipment, supplies, baking sheets, and more. And I'm going to explain the basics of how this works. And you can actually incorporate this on your website. Let's say if you do have a food business where you've got your own website where you're selling as well, one of the best places to sell these types of products, with over 11 years experience now being on Etsy. I'm sorry, no, well, we've been 7, 8, 9, 10. We've been on there about 10 years. I'm sorry, between 9 and 10 years. It's been quite a while. This is one of the best selling types of products that you don't have to produce or make. And there's a great margin that you could put on these. And I'm going to show you on Etsy, you could actually list these items as supplies because Etsy is a handmade website, yes. But there are a tremendous amount of sellers who sell products that are considered or categorized as a supply, okay? But first, before I get into the Etsy, I'm gonna do that in a separate video right after this one. I'm gonna do it as a specific video because I wanna show you some examples and then also show you how to create the listing for it. But right now, I wanna show you where can you get these types of things and what are the pricing, what's the price point you get them in bulk and how do you actually like break them down and resell them, okay? Now, this is not drop shipping, so if that's what you're interested in doing, please do not waste your time watching this video. This is not about selling products from these websites and shipping it to a customer and drop shipping them, and this is not what I mean. You would actually need to have an inventory of some of these products, okay? So you'd have to have it on hand, but the margins on them are considerable, and I'm going to show you a handful of these things on what you could resell. Now, what I'm going to show you is items similar to what I already sell myself, okay? So the market is definitely there, I can tell you it is. It's just going to be dependent upon how you repackage it and the quantities that you put them at, and then I'll explain what I mean. So really quick, this is Marketing Food Online. If you're new to our channel, I am a food entrepreneur. I operate multiple stores online. I created our business from absolutely nothing. I had an Italian bakery that I started and ran with my wife. We actually closed that down and went to the internet and realized business was much, much better selling our products online. We hand make over 400 food items on 6 different platforms and selling 6 figures on Amazon. We have 6 figures worth of business we've sold on Etsy. We have an eBay store and we also have our own website and we do wholesale. We do private labeling. We do quite a bit, but we started it from nothing and grew it into what it is today. And it's actually been close to 11 years now. We've been online on e-commerce. I know e-commerce and I have built multiple websites for our own businesses. And now I have a YouTube channel that you're seeing us here. And I like to teach people and share what I've learned over the past decade. And I've been in the food business before that for well over nearly 20 plus years. So let's jump right into it. Now, what am I talking about? What is this video about? Okay, so most of my videos are about producing a food product, correct? So you're making a food product, you put it in a package, you sell it, it's edible, it's an actual food product. Well, there is a huge market for things that are not actually edible, but they're food related. And what I mean by that is, for instance, Wilton. I hope maybe you've heard from them. Wilton is a baking supply company that has all kinds of pans and utensils and equipment. I mean, just a gigantic company. Now, believe it or not, you can get these products very inexpensively on Walmart, walmart.com. So follow me, if you will, really quick before you click off the video. You're probably thinking, oh, great, you're buying stuff on Walmart, resell. Yes, and the markups are tremendous. For instance, and I'm just going to run really quick over this particular product here, I sell it for 2.5 times this price on one of my websites, okay? And I get orders for it constantly. I buy it from Walmart. I meet their $35 minimum. I get free shipping on every order over $35, which is very easy because I actually order a lot of like colored baking chips and chocolate chips and things that I put on some of my pretzel rods. I get from Walmart, so I simply just, whenever I need to place an order, I add some chocolate chips. I order items that I actually use. I meet the $35 minimum is very easy to do. For instance, let me click on this really quick. I actually sell this, guys, for over $40 plus for this particular product, and I get orders for it all the time. Now you're probably thinking to yourself, well, Damien, why would people buy that from you if they can get it from Walmart? Well, here's the thing. Not everybody, believe it or not, shops at walmart.com. Or they don't necessarily go to Walmart looking for this product. But my website is based on, obviously, candies and foods and baked goods. And I have a section dedicated to equipment and things. And that's where I sell it on. Plain and simple. It's very easy concept. Now, do I sell 100 of these a day or 1,000? No, not at all. But it doesn't cost me anything to create a listing on my website. I make the listing, I put this up. It doesn't cost me anything to do that, okay? I own the website. I pay a monthly hosting fee for it, et cetera, right? But I can do as many listings of anything as I want. But the markup is 2.5 times that, okay? And then I ship it for probably around $7, $8, I believe it is. So I clear about $17, $18, somewhere around there for this particular product. Now, this is just one, guys, one particular product. You see all of these here? There's an enormous amount of other products. Look at these are melting chip colored chips. These are great sellers, by the way. All right. And then you've got all of these other utensils and things that go along with chocolate making, dipping, pretzels, marshmallows, all these supplies. And you can get them from Walmart. And again, by the way, I get them in 2 days. I order them on a Monday. I literally have them in my hand Wednesday or Thursday. So it gives me a great window. So once I see the order placed on my website, I immediately place an order on Walmart and I get it within a great turnaround time. And I ship it directly out from my facility, not drop shipping it. I don't ship it from Walmart to the customer. I don't do that. Okay. I'm not going to get into drop shipping right now. I'm not a really big fan of it myself. I've actually never done it. I know exactly how it works, though. Being on e-commerce as long as I have, I know how drop shipping works. There's too many variables that come into play with drop shipping, and I'm not going to get into all that right now. So, all right. So how does this work? Normally, how I sell with the products that I've got, one of my stores, I have over 700 items listed. I have an 80-20 philosophy. So 80% of what we sell are actually items that we make fresh. They're baked goods, they're cookies, they're pretzels, Oreos, they're just all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to get into a huge list of it, but it's food products. Now, 20% are items that I flip, items that I resell, okay? Because I don't rely 100% on the stuff that I make. I don't. I give about a 20 to 25% of what we actually sell through are items that are resold, okay? Now, do I just pick any of these that I think just have high feedbacks, right? Nope, not at all. What I do is I go through here and I'll add everything I could possibly add from this site. If I can mark it up 2.5 times, I'll mark it up 2.5 times, and then I charge shipping and I sell it. Again, am I selling 1,000 of this or 1,000 of that a month? No, I'm not. Am I selling a few hundred units of things that are not food related? Yes, I am. And that brings in quite a bit of revenue, okay? My normal markup is around 2.25% to 2.5%, or 2.5 times, not percent. So if I buy an item for $8.97, so let's say $9, I'll mark it up 2.5. I'll sell it for probably around $16.99, $17.99, somewhere around there. Now, what I do, though, to separate the listings and create something other than this, is that I love to bundle. The concept of this whole video, actually, by the way, is bundling these products. Most of these items, except for stuff like this and a few other things that are large, like kind of equipment, I don't sell two of those, obviously, or three of them. A person doesn't buy two or three of those. But this item, let's just use this as an example. This item can be sold as a bundle. What is it? Well, it's icing colors. It's actually a coloring. You add to your icing and you can color it. Now, I'd sell probably 2 or 3 packs of this at once. And then I'll mark it up. Okay. And the reason being is that it creates a higher price point. If I buy two of these, and let's round this off to $12. I buy two from Walmart. I'm spending about $24, correct? So what I'll do is I'll probably sell this for around $36. I could do $36 or $37.99. So I'd make around $12 or $13, maybe around $15 profit selling to 2-pack. And why would I do that? Well, these are icing colors. You have to also understand the products. They're very small containers. People go through them very quickly. There's a very, very good likelihood that the person that buys this, if they're making this icing and doing a frosting, will go through these colors very quickly because they're so small. So why not sell the customer 2 packs? They're going to spend more money with me. They're going to have double the amount of icing colors on hand, and they won't go through it as fast because they're going to have an extra box for backup, right? They're going to have more of it. And that's what I do is I go there and think, I just think about the product itself. Now, for instance, if you're selling this, okay, it's a decorating piping tip set. Nobody goes through this, right? I mean, you buy this tips and you've got the tips pretty much forever if you take care of them and you use them. This is not something I would sell two of these, but you know what I would do? What goes with this? What goes with a piping tip set? Well, the bags. Where are the bags? So you go through here and you find the bags. This is another set. I'll have to go through the site and find it. But the piping bags that go with it are a fantastic addition. All right, here it is. I'm sorry. They're decorating piping bags. So the tip set that I just showed you would go great with this. So I'll sell these two together. Whatever it costs. And then roughly almost like a two-time markup, 2.25 markup. So if I'm spending $12 on the bag, that's 50 bags, by the way. That's like a lot of bags. 50 bags would go perfect with a set like this. So 12 and 20. So spending $32, I would sell that for $47.99, $49.99 for the kit. So you get the nice tip set for the piping, and then you get the bags. So this is what I do. I literally will spend time each day. I'll figure out a handful of products. I don't have a lot of extra variable time on my hands to spend hours doing this, but I do set aside some time each day. See this right here? There, it shows you right there. These two go together. Walmart actually recommends it, so it shows you. So I take that and I would sell that from my site for about $45.99, $46.99 and make about $15 profit plus the shipping. I charge for the shipping. Okay. Now you can do this and literally get, you don't even have to come up with the idea yourself. You can see what it is. So each item you click on, normally it will actually have something that Walmart would recommend you buy with it, or other customers have bought this with some other item. So why don't you do it on your site? By the way, this type of a business, let me run an idea by you really quick. The one thing about the food business and about if you're a cottage food, if you're home-based and you're making a food product, the majority of states do not allow you to sell food online through your home, okay? The majority. There's a few states that do, but they're very rare. So, you know, if you're making cookies in your home kitchen, you know what I mean? If you're doing it in your home kitchen and you're looking to sell them online, normally you can't. This has nothing to do with food itself. You're not producing a food product. Many of these types of businesses, you can sell this and do this type of business from home. You can have it online, or you can even not even have to have it in stock. You do exactly what I said in the beginning of the video. You put this on a website to offer it. When someone buys it, you simply look right here, 2-day free shipping, $35. You just meet the $35 shipping and you get free shipping and you get it in 2 days, turn around and flip it and sell it. So in this type of business scenario, okay, this business model is that you're not having to have this on hand. You don't have to have it in stock. You're not drop shipping it. Okay, it's not going to come in a box from Walmart to your customer. Don't do that. Charge shipping for it. Put them together, bundle it with a product, make a markup and a margin, and sell it. And none of this stuff is food. It's not food. So you can operate a home-based business. For the most part, again, you need to check with your local county and city. But 99.9% of the time, this type of business you can do from your home, it's food-related, but it's not food you're making. Okay? These are supplies. Oh, by the way, as I mentioned before, all of this can be resold on Etsy and eBay, by the way, and your own site. So there's three places to do it. Can you do it on Amazon? It's a little tricky when you start to apply for the category to do this. I'm not going to get into that on this video. But the easiest ones to get on, like tomorrow you can look, open a store, would be eBay and Etsy. And you can literally be up and running with this type of a business within a matter of probably a couple of months. And what I mean by that is that you can open a shop, but you also have to create the listings and you got to promote it. So there's a lot to that. But see, this is a 4-pack. So what if you'd sold this with a set of tips for the bags, a decorative set? You see what I'm saying? And there's a 4-pack. Okay, you're getting 4 right there, right off the bat. With a set of like one of these tips, the larger set, you would meet them at $35 minimum and you could easily flip that and sell it. So this is a really simple idea. It really is. It's a basic idea about selling food-related products, okay? So if you're looking for some idea, maybe, you know, you don't want to get into baking. It's just, you may think it's too risky or you're just not really good at baking or candy making. That's fine. Okay, so let me show you really quick. This is Webster On Store. I talk about them all the time. I love this company. I buy from them at least every week. I'd probably say near almost every day we're ordering stuff, but I would say every week, definitely. What can I sell on here, Damien? What can I do? The same thing. Let me show you something. Baking supplies. Okay. Okay, actually, it brings me to the same page. That's fine. There it is. Okay, there it is. Okay. So you think Walmart's cheap. Let me show you something. That baking. Now, you got to understand you're paying for a brand. It's Wilton brand. Okay. That's fine. But here on here, some of these, like piping bags, they have a lot of professional grade stuff too, by the way. Here you go. Pastry tip sets. Okay. Look at these sets. Now, these are big. This is obviously way bigger than the Wilton one. It has way more pieces. 55 pieces. $26.99 a set. Okay. And some of these sets go down to literally $10 or $12. Way cheaper than Wilton. Now, side note, really quick side note. If you want to start a private labeled company and you want to sell baking supplies, this type of supplies, not flour and sugar and things, but like equipment and utensils, this is a great way to do it. Why? Because a lot of these come in these generic looking containers and you can put your own label on it and sell it, resell it. They don't come with labels and stuff. Some of them do. But a lot of them, you can actually, these come in a basic packaging. You can literally repackage this and create a private labeled baking supply company. Okay. And again, sell it on Etsy as a supply, and I'll make a video explaining how to do that. And eBay as a supply. Okay. This is a huge business, guys, like multi-billion dollar business. And there's so many things. This is literally one category. I mean, baking tips is seriously, this is one of many. There are baking sheets, baking pans, cookie cutters, baking cutters. It goes on and on and on. Garnishing tools. So this really quick video to show you that there are supplies for food business, baking business, candy making, etc. You can get into doing this if you're not looking to get into selling food. Okay. Powdered sugar, like look at powdered sugar shakers and stuff, $3.94. Private label right there. You can do that for sure. It goes on and on and on. All of these different utensils you can put into your own packaging. Here it is, 9-piece set, $9.99. You can easily go $14, $16, $17, or even $19.99 for a set like that. So just really quick idea. I wanted to throw this video out there and give you guys some ideas. I actually sell a lot of this stuff myself. And like I said, I use the 80-20 rule, which gives me 20% of my sales are coming from products that are not handmade. So I'll wrap it up really quick. And again, if this was helpful, it gives you a idea or maybe the potential for, as I always try to talk about in my videos, you need to have multiple sources of income, multiple streams of income. I'm a big believer in that now. The past 11 years, I've now learned a lot about that. I used to live with a paycheck, like most of you probably do. And that is fine up until this point, but start thinking outside the box, guys, and creating multiple streams of income. And if it happens to be another business where you're selling supplies aside from food, then get up and running, learn more about this, and understand that you can resell these things and have another stream of income. All right, guys, I'll wrap it up, and I'll talk to you on the next video. Take care.